This is going to be, again, a sensitive topic, and it's 8:30 on Monday, so start your engines. Hey, have you ever been in a tug of war? Maybe even for real, you actually were with a team at a picnic or some kind of event, and you had to grab a hold of a rope with a bunch of people you didn't know, or maybe you did, and you were like, I don't want to go into that pit. I do not want to go into that mud. I don't want to get pulled into that water. We're winning. And you just start pulling with all your might and your hope, and everyone else is too. And you are just determined. The only problem is the people on the other side of the rope are thinking the same thing. So it's back and forth, back and forth. You know, you're not sure if you're going to get pulled in or not, but you pull with all your might. That's a little bit of what it's like for folks who are maybe in the Christian world, maybe even grew up in a Christian home, but struggle with same-sex attraction. It is a tug of war internally, let me tell you. And there's a lot of different elements of that tug of war. We're going to kind of play with that metaphor throughout this talk. I just want you to think about what it would be like to be torn between two things, and it gets really intense when those two things are both pulling hard on the same rope. Sat with a young man not too long ago, and his father had called me, "Hey, Garrett, I thought we knew our son. He went off to college. He finally got the confidence, I guess, to come home and tell us that he's struggling with same-sex attraction." Thank God that he came home and told him, right? We don't know what to do. We can hardly believe it. We've tried not to say the wrong thing, but we don't know what the right thing is. Okay? Would you see him? Would you talk to him? Does he want to see me? No. Okay. Is he willing to see me? Yes. Okay. We've told him you're different, you know. I wasn't sure what that meant, but you probably kind of could guess, right? And I'm like, okay, we'll bring him on in. You know, he expected condemnation. Why is that? He expected to be judged. It's kind of sad, isn't it? You know, I think we have to kind of admit to ourselves that the church has not done such a great job with this issue of homosexuality. And we need to, potentially, some of us might even need to repent today in that area. And I'm going to help you think about that a little bit. I know John 1:14 is one of my favorite verses, and it talks about, you know, this, the glory of God in Christ and how Christ was full of truth and grace. And that's what I want to be. I want to be like Christ in the way that I approach really difficult issues in a balance of truth and grace, not compromising either one of them, and finding a way to combine them into a potent counseling scenario with people, whether it be a friend or something like this. But, you know, here's something you need to understand about people struggling with same-sex attraction. They may be confused, but they're not stupid. So don't treat them like they are. More compassion seems to be found from their gay friends than the church. This young man was brought up in a Christian home. He was a good kid in many, many ways. Always felt a little different. You'll hear that a lot. But really understood the Christian world pretty well. But he had something going on, and you know, you guys may or may not have heard this term. Sometimes psychology can be pretty descriptive and helpful. It just isn't prescriptive, right? And one of the words that I looked up, because I just said this is what it's really all about, let me just get a good definition of this. You guys ever heard of cognitive dissonance? Okay? You've all dealt with it, whether you've heard of it or not. Cognitive dissonance is a very powerful motivator, okay, which will often lead us to change one or the other of conflicting beliefs or actions. Okay, remember the tug of war? The discomfort often feels like a tension between two opposing thoughts. To release the tension, we can do one of three things. Okay, got to release this tension. It can drive you mad. It actually leads to suicidality, crazy behavior, out of character kinds of things. We can either change our behavior, so we're like, give in to the thing that we are struggling with and say, finally I'm being real. Finally I'm where I'm supposed to be, right? Or we can suppress it and change our behavior and try to fit in and conform. We can justify our behavior by changing the conflicting cognition, the thought, you know what? I can't handle this anymore. I just can't fight this anymore. I'm just giving in to the thought. I am a Christian and I can't any longer live with this temptation and I've just got to shut it out. Or I am gay and I'm just going to be okay with it. Or we justify our behavior by adding new cognitions. God wouldn't have made me this way if he didn't, love gay people. Right? He wouldn't have made me want these desires. I mean, this is so strong. How could God have made this a part of me? He can't hate me for being who I am. Dissonance is the most powerful when it's about self-image. Okay? Feelings of foolishness, immorality, and so forth, including internal projections during decision-making, are dissonance in action. So this whole thing about identity, which is what we're going to talk a lot about, makes this cognitive dissonance even that much more powerful in the mind, this internal tug-of-war. This thing really, really is hard because the stakes are so high, right? The stakes are huge. So just be thinking about this tug-of-war, this cognitive dissonance that's going on in the mind of a homosexual or a same-sex attraction person who potentially has a Christian background or is in the church or in a Christian family. It is really hard. This Christian identity or Christian ethic pulling against a homosexual agenda is a very powerful thing. So not only is the internal strife going on, but think of the homosexual agenda. Is it not one of the most powerful, dark, sophisticated, scary agendas, social, political, financial agendas out there today? The only thing that's even close to it to me is the whole pro-life, pro-choice agenda. That's the only thing that is probably as sophisticated or as clearly thought out, and it seems to be just like an obvious battle zone for Satan against God in the world today. But this young man, he came in and he expected condemnation. He didn't get it. Praise God, right? He got a opportunity to tell his story and to be understood in a way by a Christian that maybe no one else had understood him, and then to ask him some probing questions to just stir up his conscience, but not to condemn him. Okay? So he left thinking about Christian identity and sexual orientation versus worship orientation. Okay, he left ready to consider the Word of God and what it says about who he is in Christ rather than writing off the church because there's just another guy that doesn't get it. Okay? Now you could say, wow, Gary, you're amazing. Go ahead, no. or you could say, I hope I would do that. I mean, I hope that's how I would handle that sort of situation, that I wouldn't be. I mean, I might have a temptation to act like I can relate to a lot of issues, but dude, what is up with that?